Rishum, my parents, my father, my mother, my teachers, my Rebbeim, my aunt. The shmuz that I will give tonight is going to be Le'ilum Nishmas, my brother, Yair ben Rav Chaim Biafra. I thought it was also very appropriate today to also, wherever you want, to also give the shmuz Le'ilum Nishmas, my uncle, my great uncle, Moshe ben Simcha. Thank you very much. Today was his shloshim. He passed away a month ago. And the reason why I thought that would be appropriate, because I think, as you recognize from the title of the shmuz, Yair's persona was very much about chesed. And I think Yair very much would have wanted to share the Torah that we're going to learn tonight with the schiyot of the Torah that we went to, was certainly with one of his favorite uncles. And how appropriate it is that Moshe Besimcha, who's the son of Rav Yaakov Mutzafi, Chacham Yaakov Mutzafi, Zichrono Livracha, is one of the great scholars here in Yerushalayim. And I can tell you that during my year in Israel, when I was in Malei Adamim, every single time I walked in Mea Shearim and Gula, I would stop by the stores and the pictures of my great-grandfather would be one of those pictures that is being sold. So a lot of schiyot in that area. Earlier this week, Rabbi Storch addressed us and he told us about the horrific, tragic accident that happened to him. And I don't know if you caught on to what he said, but he basically spoke about one of the things that he spoke about, besides the divine intervention of believing in Kodesh Baruch and having bitachon. He spoke about the concept of chesed. And the line that he used was, when we went to Denver, there was a guy from the community, he was that guy. That's what he said. He was that guy. Who was that guy? He was that guy that everybody knows in the community that if you needed anything, that you turn to. And that was Yair. Yair embodied that guy mentality. Yair embodied that persona of giving, of selflessness, of being there for everyone. He lived literally a life of chesed. Remember when I was in Yeshiva University, we shared a room for a year. And it was Yachad Shabbaton. Some of us here are very, yes, that's Jacob. Very involved in Yachad. And he was also very involved in Yachad. And I remember very clearly that one of the Yachad members needed to fly in from Florida, from very far away, needed a place to stay Thursday night. It's not like the rules here in Torah Shrag, you know, the dean of students doesn't let anyone come in. So he said to the guy, yeah, no problem, you come to the dorms. We shared a dorm room. There were only two beds in the dorm. I'm like, I said to him, where's he going to sleep? He's like, what, are you kidding me? I walk into the room at 11 o'clock at night, and there's this Yachad member sleeping in Yair's bed, sound asleep. Yair comes in, he puts himself a little blanket, he's on the floor. That was Yair. There was not even a chashash, not even a havam, you know, that I wouldn't give my own bed for somebody else. And it didn't make a difference who that person is, whether the person had any disability or anything of that sort. That's who he was. I also remember very clearly one of his very close friends who made Aliyah since moved into his community. And he made a comment, one of these comments, like, ah, I really thought the community here would be much more oriented in terms of Hachnas HaRochim. And Yair's like, why? I just moved to the community, nobody invited me. Yair picked up the phone, he called his friends, he called people, called neighbors, he had the guy in. For the next 2-3 months, this guy was invited almost every single Shabbos. It was a small comment. But there was a persona. There's something about doing chesed. There's some midah, there's some personality trait about doing chesed that allows you to go beyond what's really expected. And that's what we're going to address tonight. We're going to talk about that particular specific aspect of his life. And that aspect actually is written in Chazal over and over again. The question is, where does it come from? If you look at the first source, the Pasuk, the Ali Shor tells us on the Pasuk, in Dvarim. What is the yesod of chesed? Ki petach tiftach et yadcha lo vavet habitenu day machsoro asher yichsal lo. We all know this is the pasuk that we learned tzedakah from, that you have to give, Rashi says, on the spot, afilu sus derkov alav ve'eved larutzafanav kasher ze be'emet chaser lo. If you're talking about a rich person, and the rich person suddenly lost all of his wealth, but he's used to having service, he's used to being treated in a certain way, so that rich person is used to a certain type of lifestyle. Rashi says to give a person what he lacks doesn't just mean to give him food and water. When you want to give somebody what he lacks, you have to actually go and understand what's he lacking, what does he need, what's he begging for. Does he just need a drink of water? Or is he the guy that's used to having a cup with ice and some lemon in it? Because if he's that guy, and his water means not tap water, but me'edin, and there has to be ice in it, the real chesed is not getting him tap water. The real chesed is understanding what he needs. Getting him a cup, getting him ice. That's what Rashi says. And in those times, it was a person who used to traveling by horse. What does it mean you give him a ride in a wagon? You get him a horse. He was used to having a servant. You get him a servant. Because that's what he's lacking emotionally. That's what he needs. Says Volbi, Zeh tzuchim lirot, Hashakua bishrirut libo, Nivtzar mimenu lirot et asher yachsar lezvato. Somebody who only really understands his own needs, lives life from the perspective of an eye, he will never get to the place of understanding what is wrong with somebody else. Who yachol ulai od la'avin shizulato chaser ma shegam lo ba'atzmo chaser. If we're looking at it from my perspective, I can try to understand what it would be like. I tried this morning to understand what it would be like to win the Powerball. I was like, wow. Wow, what would that be like? It didn't happen. I even bothered thinking. But then try to understand what it would be like to lose all your money. I can try to understand it, but the only way that I can understand it psychologically is my own perspective, because I know myself and I know what it would be like for me to lose the money, all my money. So the way to understand it, if somebody else were to lose all their money, is based on me. Says Revolbi, if you understand people based on yourself, you have no concept of what chesed is about, because chesed has nothing to do with you. Chesed has everything to do with the other person. Continuing reading the end of that source, and he says, "Ulam, however, likanes limatzav zulato." When you go into the mindset of the other person, ba'avar uva'uve, you understand where they're coming from. What's their past experiences like? What are they doing today? V'lahavin ki chaselo davar shehu benam muteret o bilti chashuv legamrei ze'enu bekachol shel zeh hu v'rak et atzmo. To understand, even I may not necessarily want ice with my water. Even I may not necessarily want this thing. I actually think that this is too much. But if I'm able to understand what are his needs, where is he coming from, then I've achieved a little bit of what chesed is all about. So one of the traits, one of the aspects of doing chesed has nothing to do with us, it has nothing to do with our perspective. It's literally going into the mindset of another person and understanding what is it that they need. Where is it that they're from? Where Verblowski gave an amazing shmooze last week, I sat in it, and he started his shmooze by telling us that the one mitzvah, the one schut the Bnei Israel did in order to get out of Yitzhak Mitzrayim was really the mitzvah of Milut Chasidim. We all know the story, the Midrash that tells us that at the end of a very hard working day, whoever finished a little bit earlier doing his quota, he would go to the other person and help him out. Because of that chesed, the Chofetz Chaim and others, Tanit Ve'eliyahu, right, they were able to be zochet ligol. So that's amazing, because that teaches us about Bnei Yisrael. And we have to share with you a following source, which I shared with my chabur a while ago, but I think it's an amazing source. Says the Or Yecheskel. Hine anu ro'im et gdulat Moshe Rabbeinu alav ha-shalom, ve'lama shezacha la'asig, we have to understand better. Why was it that Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that was chosen to take Bnei Israel out? If you don't mind, just open the windows a drop. Why was it? What did he have? V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Asahu Shliach Lotzi Bnei Yisrael Mimitzrayim. Out of all the people that were there, was Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? What did he have? V'Yafzir Bo Rabot Al Afsi V'Ru Alechet. He didn't want to go. He said, Aratz Fatayim. I can't speak. I can't communicate. He gave excuse over and another excuse, another excuse. I don't want to go. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let up. You're the one. You're the chosen. You're going to do it. Every single time. How are they going to believe me? Showed them the signs. I can't speak. Don't worry, Aaron is going to be there. So what was it that Moshe Rabbeinu said? Ask us, listen to this thing. V'hine anu yodim adua zecha Moshe Rabbeinu lekachu ma haitas gulato shichshirato liyotor en emal am Yisrael. So Ramban has an interesting idea. The Ramban says that before it, a Torah personality became a Torah personality, there was usually a test. What was the test of Avram? Before Lech Lecha, before he became the Avram of Lech Lecha, three psukim beforehand. At the end of Noah, we are known by the Midrash of Or Kasdim. He was able to pass the test of Or Kasdim. Before Noah became Noah, he was able to withstand the different challenges of his time, and he was a righteous person. So what was the nisayon of Moshe Rabbeinu? And here's the answer. Vayhi bayamim ahem vayigdal Moshe vayetze lecha vayar b'sivotam. That's the pasuk. He lived in a palace. He got everything. He had servants. He had food. He was taken care of. Everything that he possibly needed, Moshe Rabbeinu had. But what happened? The pasuk tells us. Vayigdal Moshe, he got older. Vayetze lecha vayar b'sivotam. Vayar from the word riyah. He looked and he saw. He saw how they were suffering. Says Rashi on the spot. Rashi says, Natan einav v'libo liyot mitzar lehem. He gave his eyes, he gave his heart to be troubled, to have pain just like them. He understood what they were going through. It says the Midrash, Rishab Midrash, Shahaya ro'e b'sivlotam uvoche v'omer chaval li alechem. Mi yiten moti alechem. He looked out the window and he didn't say, oh, that's terrible, look at them. He looked out the window and he didn't say, here, let me give $2 to tzedakah. He looked out the window from the perspective of the other. The pain, the tribulations, the hard work. And you know how he figured out that it was mamish, the perspective of the other? Because he began to cry. That's what the Midrash says. He began to cry. When you begin to cry for somebody else's pain, you begin to understand what pain is all about from the other perspective. That was Moshe Rabbeinu. Let's continue on. Zo hayta reshit darko shel Moshe Rabbeinu nose be'ol am im tzaram shel klal Yisrael ve'en ha'pirush nose be'ol ishtatzfut mu'etet betzar ela tzarich litiyagea al zeh. Notein einav v'libo. He gave his heart, he gave his eyes, he gave him his head and his heart. That's the human being. It's our emotions, it's our thought. He gave everything to somebody else. And therefore, when we speak about a nation whose midah is about gemilut chesed, how appropriate it is that the leader of such a nation should be encompassed, should totally personify that midah. Chesed is about understanding what's going on with the other person. And that was Moshe Rabbeinu. So you'll say that to understand that you need to be able to love another human being. Look at source number 3. The Rambam tells us the mitzvah al kol adam lehov et kol echad echad miyisrael kegufo. How do we know? Shenemar v'ahavta l'orecha kamocha. Lefichach. Here's the real mitzvah v'ahavta l'orecha kamocha. Lefichach. Tzarech lesaper b'shavcho. You have to detail, you have to describe the shevach of another human being. Velachus amamanu. Look at the two traits that the Rambam writes. If you don't mind, I could just ask you to open the door a little bit. It'll be a little breezier. What two amazing traits? If you want to do the mitzvah v'ahavta l'ra'echa kamocha correctly, the first thing you have to be able to do is you have to have understand the shevach of the other person. You have to be able to describe it. Why? Why is it important for me to describe somebody else's good traits? Because normally, we think about ourselves. Normally, it's very hard for us to say, wow, that guy over there, He's amazing. Look how great that is. Normally, our natural reaction is actually to say, yeah, he's good with this, but he's not so good with that. The mitzvah, haftalecha kamocha, means it's all shevach. It's not about me. It has nothing to do with me. It has to do with the other person. What's the second thing? He writes, v'lachus al mamano. You have to have mercy on his money. Continuing on, k'mo shiuchas al mamon atzmo, v'rotzeh b'chmon atzmo. In today's culture, the day that we're concerned about our money. We don't like to lose money. We certainly don't like to spend it for things that we don't need. And the last thing we want to do is we don't want to waste it in such a way, give it to other people, just stop. So just like we care about our money and our things, to have the mitzvah of haftalecha kamocha means that we have to care just enough about the other person. Before we borrow from somebody else, we have to ask ourselves, is this appropriate? Thinking about the other person. Ela Pashut, the second paragraph in source number 3. Ela Pashut, lemitbonen sha'ava nimdedet kifi ma sha'adam merachem al chaveru. You know what love is? Love is a matter of how much compassion you have for the other person. The emotion of love is being able to understand where the other person is at and having mercy and compassion towards that person. V'chen mashma me'atargum, if you look at Unklos, when you do the parsha, you'll see that the way that Unklos translates the word ve'ahavta, he says, ve'ahavta shehi v'tirachem. You have to have mercy. Kifi ma she'adam ohev et chavero, ken hu shi'ur harachmanut sheyesh al chavero. To the extent that a person loves another person, to the extent that he loves, that will be the extent of his compassion towards that person as well. Ve'en ha'kavana rak l'rachmanut al adam kishekare lo devar atzuf chas v'shalom. Ela kol ma she'adam chas v'do'eg merachem v'sam lev l'sach chavero. Rabosa, we have the mitzvah ve'ahavta l'recha kamocha. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha means I don't just have compassion when someone is not doing well. V'ahavta l'recha kamocha means I view, I interact, I relate to another person, but I'm always thinking about them. Where are they holding? What are they doing? What's bothering them? Why are they happy? Let me look at their achievements. That's love. Most of us in our room, in this room, as far as I know, are not married. But there's a few that are. And I think that the people here in this room that are married understand very well what love is all about. Love is not just an emotional, pleasurable feeling. Love is a matter of understanding who's my spouse, who's my partner in love, in life, and how much am I willing to give to that partner. And the more I'm willing to think about the other person, the more I give, the greater I love. Because I'm going to give towards somebody that's important in my life. That's what love is all about. And that's very important to this meter. Chesed isn't just a nice thing that we do. Chesed, according to some, is a mitzvah d'oraita, source number 4. Mitzvah gmilut chesed hi bichlal ma sha'anu mitzuyin alech bedarcha Hashem yidbarach v'gadu b'mirotav v'hu mitzvah min haTorah. We spoke about this many times. One of the last mitzvahs that were given is the lecha b'drachav. You have to follow the ways of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Turn the page over, not over, horizontally. Says the Sifte Chachamim, a chesed, who knows shemibat shitchei nidma sheshayach lemitzvat sheben adam lechavero. If you look at chesed, you would think, chesed, yeah, that's in the category of ben adam lechavero. You know why? Because I do chesed towards a friend. I do it towards people. My interaction when I do chesed has everything to do with somebody else, with society, with another person. So the Sifte Chachamim, however, ach be'emet hu noseh shemekif me'od et avodat Hashem b'mitzvah sheben adam lamakom. Chesed isn't just about ben adam lechavero. Chesed is a very important component to the mitzvahs that we do, ben adam lamakom, our relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. How so? So the Gemara says, I'm going to read you this Gemara, and there's a reason why I'm doing it. The Gemara says, like I said beforehand, we learned that the mitzvah's chesed comes from mitzvah v'alachta b'drachav. So just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu does chesed, we have to do chesed. So the Gemara tells us, how does a Kodesh Baruch Hu do chesed? In the bold. Ma u'mal b'sharumim d'chti v'yaz Hashem Elokim la'adam v'lishto k'tinot or v'yal b'shem. Just so we know, a Kodesh Baruch Hu does chesed and he dresses those people who are naked, like we know from Adam and Chava. Afata ha b'sharumim, do the chesed, you also dress people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Biker Cholim. How do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevaker Cholim? Dichtiv Vayar Elav Hashem Elonim Amrei. Amata Baker Cholim. You say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dechased V'alachti Bidochav. You have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. You have to emulate His ways. You should also do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nicham Aveilim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Yitzchak to give him bracha after Avram was passed away. You see, chesed after chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavar meitim, dichtiv agbor oto begai, af ata agbor meitim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in chesed. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's what Gemara tells us. But at the end of this line, this list of chasadim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listed as doing, the Gemara continues. And the Gemara says the following thing. At the end of this list, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this, we should do this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this, you should do this. Listen to this. The end of the line. Darash Rav Shmalai, Torah Tchilata Gmilut Chesed, Vesofa Gmilut Chasadim. Tchilata Gmilut Chasadim, Dichti, Vayas Hashem Elokim, La'adam in Ashto Ketonot Or, Baal Bisham. Vesofa Gmilut Chasadim, Dichti, Vagbir to Bagai. Rabosai, Rav Shmalai, at the end of this list says, by the way, the Torah begins with Chesed, the Torah ends with Chesed. Really? What are you adding? We already know that. The Gemara already listed all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So why do we need to have Rosh Malai add this added piece? By the way, the Torah begins with Chesed and ends with Chesed. We just said that. So listen to this beautiful vort. Yesh la'avin ma Rosh Malai ba lo sif al ha'amur le'el. You have to understand what is it that he's adding. Harei ha'gemara pirtah et midot Chesed shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. כפי שכתוב בתורה, ומהי התוספת בדבריו, תורה תחילתה, גמילות חסדים, וסודך גמילות. So here is the beer. רב שמלאי בא להדגיש שהתורה מגלה לנו מה היא המידה המיוחדת מתוך מכלול מנותיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. What is it? What aspect of הקדוש ברוך הוא is the strongest aspect? What aspect of הקדוש ברוך הוא is the most revealed? Rosh Malai comes along after this long list and says, it is the aspect of Chesed. Yes, it's true, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many traits. But if you want to know what is the strongest traits, that's it, Chesed. How do we know? Kedei shenidvak b'mida zov en el b'derchav, v'keivan shegmilut chasadim hi tchilat Torah v'gam siyuma, imken atzir ha-merkazi ha-over derech kol ha-Torah kula, b'gilui ha-miyuchad shemotav shekadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Rav Shmalai wanted to add. He wanted to add that yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is filled with chesed, and begin with chesed, and in the middle chesed. But if you look at the entire Torah, the Torah was given to us, the most important parts usually of a book is the beginning and the end. And that's what it brings up. You want to know what's the most important part of our Torah? The most important part of our Torah is understanding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in this world. And in this world, we have no choice but to interact. And we must interact with other people. Says the Torah very clearly. You have to emulate a Kadosh Baruch Hu's ways. When you interact with chesed. What is chesed? Chesed, from the word chas, to have compassion. What is chesed? Chesed from the understanding, what's going on with you? How are you feeling? How are you doing? What are your needs? That's chesed. That's the Torah. That's the trait, the strongest trait of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. What do Chazal have to say about Chesed, the power of Chesed? The last source, number 6. Kol mi sheyashen al mitatzo belayla, u'mechashev belibo ve'omer. Anybody who goes to sleep at night and says in his head, he has the following calculation. Lemachar ani mashkim ve'ese tova imploni. Tomorrow when I wake up, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to do this favor for my friend. Atid lismoach im atzadikim la'ati lavo shenemar ve'lotze shalom simcha. A person who is able to go to sleep at night and not say, what achievements did I have today? And not say, how much money am I going to make tomorrow? But a person who goes to sleep at night and says, shh, it's not about me. It's about the other. Tomorrow when I wake up, I'm going to remember to do this guy a favor. I'm going to do this good thing to somebody else. That guy, he gets a spot with the tzaddikim upstairs. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And the last source Sdaka gmul chasadim shkulin keneged kol mitzvah shebatora. However, it tells us achiza b'midat chesed is ibal lekiyum kol mitzvos. Kevan shenitrasher shelslo lasot chesed enu over al shul mitzvah. If you're able to do chesed, if you're able to think about the other person, it's ki'ilu like you've done all of the mitzvahs. Why? Because if you can think about the other person, you will become much more complete, you'll become much more whole. I think this embodies very much who my brother was. His name was Yair. In Hebrew, the translation of Yair means to bring light. And I think that's really what it did, that in his life, he brought life to many people. Yair, before he passed away, the last couple of years before he passed away, was actually involved in a tremendous business opportunity. And part of the business that he did, he was running, as it were, not just him, with other people, he was actually running a bank that was for non-profit. So you'll say to me, what are you talking about? And I'll say to you exactly that. He was working for a bank, and the bank made a lot of money by selling and buying loans from other people. Part of his job was to market the loans. And the way he would do it is he would tell people that whatever loans you would take, whatever money we make on it, 2%, 3%, whatever money we make on it, that money would actually go to various non-profits here in Eretz Yisrael. And the bank was running thousands and thousands of dollars in profit. And all that money that was made went here to Eretz Yisrael. He would identify different non-profits, what they were doing, where they were going. And that's where the profits went. We live in a culture and a society today where that's unheard of. People who are involved in businesses and they make thousands of money. So the good, you know, the people who are the average people, the good people say, so 10%. Can you imagine working for a bank? 100% of the profits go directly to a non-profit organization. That's who it was. There are many stories I can share with you. I'll share with you one particular story, I think, that speaks very much to me. When I was visiting, he was living in Teaneck, New Jersey at the time. And when I went to visit him in Teaneck, I noticed that he had a picture of a little girl that was clearly very sick, you know, a bunch of tubes that were hooked up to this girl. And he had this picture, you know, back in the old days, nobody had laptops. This is the neshama has been away from us already for 9 years. Nobody had laptops. So I see behind the big screen, behind the monitor, there's this picture. So sometimes I get a little snoopy, and it's my brother, whatever, and I go to recruit for Torah Shraga, and I have nothing to do, and I'm in his room. I'm like, hey, what's that? And he's like, nah. And I pull this picture, and it's like, this is mom, like a little baby, with a bunch of tubes hooked up. What is this? He goes, nothing. Just someone gave it to me. I'm like, what is it? It's like a picture I got. It's not even important. I keep it going. So during the Shiva, we found out what the picture was. During the Shiva, we got a random letter from some Hasidic family from Williamsburg. And the letter began to detail for us family of many children, of which one of the children that was born had various heart defects. And it required that the family be in Columbia University Presbyterian, with the child all the time, 24 hours. And that's okay. Parents give everything to their children. The only problem is that when you come from a very big family and you have work and business and whatever, so the first week, the second week, the third week, it's okay, but then it takes a tremendous burden. Someone from his company put out an email or an ad, whatever it was, anyone who can help out with his family, anyone who could do this chesed, really, please call this number, blah, blah. So Yair calls the number. He gets to the hospital, and he's like, and again, the letter is telling us, he comes into the room, he lights it up. He's messing with the nurses, he's talking to this guy, all the kids, the other parents. It's like, wow! And then he understands from the nurses, like, this family really needs. Not just like a 2-3 hour babysitter. This family really needs somebody. So the letter ends by saying something like, 3 nights a week, Yair took it upon himself to be in the hospital. 3 nights a week. He would go from work to Columbia Presbyterian. He would stay there the entire night. And then when he woke, then in the morning, he would go straight to work. Because he understood, this is the need of the other. That was Yair. We had the funeral here in Eretz Yisrael. I was inspired. And I had a tremendous chizuk, as I have now, but I want to give a tremendous yishgaf to you, that we generally get chizuk during times of besorah tova, but we also get chizuk during times of difficulty. Klal Yisrael stick together. I see tonight's presence here in this room, a tremendous chizuk for me and my family. And we've seen it in other times here in the yeshiva for our family, the Torah Shaga family as well. I was very inspired and surprised almost how many people from the States traveled to Eretz Yisrael. We passed away on the Thursday night. We tried, came and landed Friday. This is an amazing story about Torah. You want to hear an amazing story about Torah Shaga? So I'll tell you an amazing story about Torah Shaga. We were able to get, thank you, we were able to get the body to Eretz Yisrael Friday afternoon. And I'm hacking back and forth with the people, and there's like, there's no way we can do the funeral. However, in Eretz Yisrael, they do everything that they can to bury the body as soon as possible. So I said, Motei Shabbos. Thinking to myself, Motei Shabbos, what am I going to do? My family, at that time, you can only imagine, I mean, he had a brain aneurysm. So basically, within a minute, he was lost. It wasn't like there's no time to process everything. We literally, my parents spoke to him, you know, literally the night before, the day before, and then the next day he wasn't there anymore. So you can only imagine the tremendous trauma that it was to lose somebody so immediately. We couldn't fathom, and I'm thinking this film, to Motei Shabbos, and you know the halacha is that he has to be a malabit, it has to be somebody with him the whole time. We're talking about Ben-Gurion. Oh, people in Ben-Gurion? How can I trust? I don't know what to do. And Rav Olshan, who's the Menahel, who's taking a sabbatical this year, so he said, you know, don't worry about it, we'll take care of it. Volshin called a few people, Torah Shraga. Can anyone volunteer to be Malaga? He asked him Torah Shraga. Like this. Four guys got into a cab, bought some food along the way, made it to Ben Gurion. It took rotations within 24 hours. It took rotations at Saint Tehillim, hour after hour after hour. No questions, nothing. And then they brought the body back to Beit Shemesh. Who were those guys? Those were the guys that I'm talking about. It's the guy who understands what's needed, what's important. I'm willing not to go to Minyan on Shabbos to do this tremendous mitzvah because nobody else can do it. Not even, you know where they slept? They slept in a small room in Ben Gurion Airport on the floor. But they didn't care about that. I'll ever, forever be indebted to those guys. And that's what we're talking about. That's the chesed. That's the gemilut chesed that is very much about Yair, but it's very much about us. So I hope that we're all inspired. We're inspired not only to remember the deeds that he did, but we're inspired even more so, more importantly, to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us a gift. He sent us the gift of Moshe Rabbeinu. He gave us eyes and he gave us a heart. And all we have to do is refocus a little bit. Not on ourselves, we have to refocus a little bit about the other. If we can refocus on the other, if we can understand the needs of the other, Mizrat Hashem will be zoche to do a lot of chesed. Mizrat Hashem after that will be sitting upstairs in the tzedikim that have done it all their years. We say Kaddish together, and then afterwards our minhag is to say brachot. We put a Yair's name outside, and I will just ask if everyone on the way out goes and makes a bracha, li'ilu nishmatah.